wishing you a beautiful Sunday, and I hope you're keeping really well. I'm back now for my holidays and I'll be back working properly tomorrow, but today I wanted to get back to doing the audio teachings for you. I would like to ask you a little bit of a favour and ask you how you like to receive your teachings. So do you prefer the audios every day? Would you like me to mix it up with some of the similar texts I did this week, which were more questions to think about? Obviously the meditations will always be there, but I'd just like to know how you would like it to be. I've been trying to just do audios all of the time because I find it might be easier to listen to, and something you can go back and just play as opposed to trying to read through everything again. But I'd just love to get some feedback on that. So over the last 2 days, I've been sending you text messages with questions on unconditional love, how you give love, how you receive love, do you feel loved, and also when you're giving love, how you do that, and most importantly then about whether your emotional needs were being met. So you might have wondered why I've done that, because it wasn't a teaching as such, it was literally questions. And one of the reasons is because love is the foundation of our life. No matter what goes on, good or bad, you know, financial stuff, practical stuff, love is going to be the basis to our lives, the basis to our relationships, and really the foundation of our connection to ourselves, to others, and really the universe at large. So it was something that I really wanted to get you to think about, and I wanted to talk about today. Now, when we talk about being unconditionally loved, that they say that that can form like the foundation and the basis that we feel that we aren't being judged, or that we are, like it says, unconditionally loved. Now, I suppose it can be hard in a way to really know if unconditional love exists. And the reason for that is because that means that we will love others or expect to be loved without condition. But there are need for healthy boundaries, and there are needs for obviously a feeling of balance and equality within how we love and what we give. And I suppose that's why I wanted you to think about it. And really why I wanted you to think about it is because when we feel loved more so, and if we take the unconditional part out of it, it strengthens ourselves, it strengthens how we feel about ourselves, it strengthens how we view ourselves, and it helps us to, you know, be in an easier place in ourselves than when we can go on and love somebody else in the same way and help them, and onward, as I talked about that connection earlier on. So I wanted you to really focus in, and the same today, on how do you feel loved in your life every day. And one of the reasons I did this is because I was thinking about somebody in my life who actually hasn't really been feeling that way, even though they have very supportive and loving family who do love them. They just weren't really feeling that, and they were feeling more on their own a lot. And it really just got me thinking about how we can be very affected by the fact that we don't necessarily every day have somebody saying, I love you, or you're amazing. You can be in a relationship, you know, and say I love you to someone, or they say it to you, but it can become, you know, almost like a habit. So where do we get our love from? How do we receive it? How do we give it? You know, I have two dogs at home and I get so much love, and that is unconditional love from them every single day just by their presence. The same for my husband, my family. And then there are other times with certain people in my life I mightn't feel as loved back as maybe of what I'm giving. So it's all about balance. So I just, it's really just for you to think about it. It's not a teaching as such. But what I did want to look at is around our emotional needs, because they say that there are 9 core emotional needs that every single one of us have, and that for us to feel, I suppose, you know, content in ourselves, and I suppose our mental wellness to be good as well, these 9 core emotional needs need to be met. So I just wanted to go through these with you and get you to think about where you would kind of rate yourself in regard to these. So security is the first one. Okay, so when we talk about security, it's about having a safe environment that enables us to lead our lives without experiencing fear, say pressure, and that we are comfortable in. So we think about, I feel secure in my home, I feel secure in my workspace. Okay, so security is a very, very big fundamental factor. Sometimes we think of security as finances, which is more of a material need, but also a need for, you know, basic living. This is an emotional need. So it's a sense of feeling safe. And that's a really fundamental piece, I think. Sometimes you can be around people in your life who you know very well, and they mightn't actually make you feel safe, that they might be very negative, they might, their energy might be bad, they mightn't be particularly nice to you, and it can actually make you feel a little bit tense in your body. In that moment, you're not in a safe space because it feels like your energy is being threatened a little bit. When we think about our home and being able to come home after maybe a long day or busy times or stressful times in our life, it's like coming back to a sanctuary. So I want you to think about the security in your life. How safe do you feel in your living environment? How safe do you feel in your working environment, even in family environments as well? Okay. The next one is volition. And this basically tells us that in order for us to feel fulfilled, we also need to feel like we have the power to exist by ourselves and direct our own lives. So sometimes we obviously look, you know, I do this a lot, look to something higher to say, where am I going in life, or what's the guidance, or what do I need to know? But I also absolutely want to be in control of where I'm going and know that. So sometimes when we're not actually feeling we've got control over our circumstances, that is a very, very difficult emotional need that's not being met. And that could be absolutely something that can create that mental wellness that might not be in a good place, okay? The next one is actually going back to what we were talking about, which is attention. We actually do need to receive attention from others we care about and also give them attention back. Connection and community is a core factor to us feeling like our emotional needs are being met. So look around, who are you connecting with? Who are you spending time with? And how are you socializing? How are you getting out there? Then we have our emotional connection. So for us to actually feel emotionally fulfilled, we need to be connected to other people through our friendships, our loves, our intimate relationships as well. So this is a piece to look at. Where am I at with that? Then we have the wider community. So this is about our culture. You know, this is about even the community we live in then the country we live in, and maybe even living in Europe. It's like our connection to something outside of ourselves and our family and our friends. Okay. So looking at what that feels like to you. And it even can be something, a connection to something bigger than us, bigger than the world that we live in. The next part is privacy. So for us to have a mental and emotional well-being, we also do require some time out, time to reflect on our own, time and space to just mind ourselves and to learn from our experiences. So how much privacy or time or space do you actually have to look at that, okay? And then sometimes it's saying that we need a sense of status. So they can say that it's not enough to have a group. We need to have a sense of our own value within group dynamics that we're part of. So it's like, what role do we play? You know, in your family, if you think about it, you play a role. You might be like a really good daughter, a really good son, or, you know, a really good mother. You might find in your work, you know, you're a really good employee. You're a really hard worker. So it's like, we need to be recognized by others. I think that's more what it's talking about in terms of a sense of status. We all know, you know, that status, it doesn't really mean anything, but an emotional need is actually the need for recognition. And I think that's okay, by the way. So I think sometimes we say, God, why do I need, if I, all I need to do is recognize myself. But actually, it's, you know, it's true that we do need or seek that recognition. We also need to feel a sense of achievement, that we've accomplished things of value, that we feel like we've, you know, we're rewarding ourselves in terms of doing these things that gave us that sense of achievement. So what parts of your life at the moment do you feel a sense of achievement in? Really focus in on that. And then for the final one, it is actually kind of similar to the feeling that we're accomplishing things of value above, okay? But what we all need to do is have the sense that we're part of something greater than ourselves, having a coherent set of beliefs about life and what it's all for. So it's that question, what's the meaning of life? What's my purpose? Why am I here? And sometimes when we feel out of alignment with our purpose, and sometimes we feel we're not on the right path, that can obviously make that emotional need not being met. And also it can make us feel like we're not connected to ourselves or even something bigger as well. So then our mental well-being or overall well-being may suffer as a result. So thinking back through all of those nine, have a think about which ones you need to improve, how you can take small steps to making improvements that are in within your control, because as we know, not everything's within our control, and just really think about that. Then think about the way you're loving, in terms of where you're giving love and the way you're allowing yourself to receive love. Sometimes we want love, but we don't know how to receive it very well in relationships or in our personal relationships as well. So this, I suppose, teaching is just to give a little bit of thought around this and to understand that those nine core emotional needs are going to be the same in all of us. They're okay to have them, but if they're not being looked after, you might find yourself out of balance. So if there is things that are you're out of balance with, have a look at those. And I look forward to kicking off tomorrow with a beautiful meditation to start the week. And I've got some really good stuff coming up this week as well, so I'm looking forward to that. So have a great week ahead, a great Sunday, and I hope this prepares you for the week ahead, as I do a simple Sunday teaching every Sunday. This simple Sunday is really to get you to look at your emotional needs, because no better way to set yourself up for the week than looking at those core principles. So mind yourself, and I'll talk to you really soon.